Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hole.
You know, wrapping paper works pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, who says there's nothing you can do with that after you already used
you
it?
You recycle.
That's right. Let's have some poetry.
Oh, shall please.
We? This is a great S. Omar Barker poem. It's recited by Jimmy Dean, the Sausage King. Yeah, that's right. A Cowboy's Christmas Prayer.
I'm not much good at praying, and you might not know me, Lord, because I ain't much seen in churches where they preach your holy word. But I guess you might have seen me out here on these lonely plains, looking after cattle and feeling thankful when it rains, admiring thy great handiwork, the miracle of grass, aware of thy kind spirit and the way it comes to pass that hard men on horseback and the livestock that we tend, we can look up at the stars at night and know we got a friend. Well, here's old Christmas coming on, reminding us again of him whose coming brought goodwill into the hearts of men. Now, a cowboy ain't no preacher, Lord, but if you just hear my prayer, I'll ask as good as what we've got for all men everywhere. Don't let no hearts be bitter, Lord. Let no child be cold. Make easy beds for them that's sick and them that's weak and old. Let kindness bless the trail we ride, no matter what we're after, and well, sort of keep us by your side in tears as well as laughter. Now, I've seen old cows a-starving, and it ain't no happy sight. So please leave no one hungry, Lord, on this thy Christmas night. No man, no child, no woman, no critter on 4 feet. And I aim to do the best I can to help you find them chuck to eat. Now I'm just a lowly cowpoke, Lord, and I've got no business praying. Still, I hope you'll hear a word or two of what it is I'm saying. We speak of Merry Christmas, Lord. I think that you'll agree that there can't be a Merry Christmas for a man if he ain't free. So, one thing more I'll ask you, Lord. Just help us what you can to save some seeds of freedom for the future sons of man.
Oh, yeah, that is good, isn't
yeah,
that?
Good stuff.
Great recitation.
Yeah.
Great poem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. His S. Omar Barker, he wrote that poem and the Cowboy's Prayer.
Cowboy's Prayer.
Yeah, wrote both of those at the request of his mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, mom says, hey, you haven't written anything like that. He says, okay, here we go.
And that is a true wordsmith right there.
Boy, I'm telling you what, you betcha. Well, when we last left you, we were talking about the X on the door.
That's right, yeah.
This information come from our good friend Margot.
Yeah.
Margot Mettegrano, she was telling me the history of this back in the Depression, not necessarily at Christmas time, but at any time.
At any point,
if you were in the city and if you felt like you had extra food for anyone that might need some, you would take a piece of chalk and you would draw an X on your door.
Yeah.
She said that her grandmother used to do that.
Is that right?
Yes, her grandmother used to do that, and she said she knew that her grandmother didn't actually have extra food.
Knew.
She was giving her plate to whoever
needed it.
And she would tell the rest of the family, oh, I ate in the kitchen. I don't need to sit down and eat. I ate in the kitchen while I was preparing. Isn't that a beautiful sentiment?
What a great opportunity.
Wow.
To serve.
Oh, my.
To follow the example of our Savior.
Exactly right.
Right.
What a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She was.
What a gracious lady.
Man.
I remember the story of your Grandma Nelson, you know, when the clothes would kind of get wore out a little bit.
Right, yeah.
But she would wash them, the coveralls, the shirts.
Yep.
And hang them on the barbed wire fence.
And she'd patch them.
And patch them.
She would wash them and patch them, hang them on the barbed wire fence out in front of their place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
by morning, they'd be gone.
They would be gone. Yeah. Someone who needed them came by and picked those up.
Yeah.
And here we are spending months and piles of money to make sure we buy the perfect Christmas gift for everyone.
That's right.
When all that God wants is you to take a piece of chalk and put an X on your door.
Yes.
Patch up the old overalls and stick them on the fence out in front of your place.
Yeah, that's right.
Man.
Serve your neighbor.
Serve your neighbor.
Be a good neighbor.
Right. You know, that brings up another point. All God wants from us is to be present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He wants us to understand what's happening around us.
Mm-hmm.
And be there.
Yeah, right.
And show up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't ask your neighbor, hey, what can I do for you?
Yeah, no.
Right?
You don't ask. You go and do.
You just go and do something for
it.
If you see a need, you fill it.
Yes.
If you don't see a need, you still fill it.
Exactly.
That's what this season is all about.
Mm-hmm.
The things to remember, right?
Absolutely.
Go about quietly.
Well, and
doing good.
And also, what kind of gift can you give your Savior?
That's right.
You know, the wise men brought gifts.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joseph did his part and Mary did her part.
Right,
And those were all for the Savior. We can put ourselves in those shoes as well.
That's right. We don't have to give gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What is our gift to our Savior?
Right. Yeah, mostly because we have no gold.
Right.
We have no idea what frankincense and myrrh is.
Yeah.
Well, we know what it is. We just can't get it.
Where is
anyway,
it?
Yeah. I bet Amazon's got it.
I bet you they do.
You, they got everything else, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get it off Amazon.
Right.
But be a good neighbor. What's the gift that you can give to your Savior throughout the year, not just now?
That's right. I think the song In the Bleak Midwinter, I think, it asks, what gift can I give? And it says, my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your whole heart.
Everything, yes.
A broken heart and a contrite spirit.
There you have it.
Yeah.
That drills her down right there.
You know, and that's all that God and our Savior ask of us.
That's
right?
Our sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of a sacrifice? It's really not that much. For heaven's sakes.
Right.
Yeah. We need to end the show.
Why?
Bryn Hill's riding along
with us.
Yeah, he is singing Little Drummer Boy.
Come, he told me, rum-pa-pum-pum. Born king to see power up a pum pum. Our finest gifts we bring power up a pum pum to lay before the king power up a pum pum, up a pum pum, up a pum pum. For to honor him, up a pum pum. When we come, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. That's fit to give a king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So shall I play for you, rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Mary nod, rum-pa-pum-pum. And lamb kept time, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I want to tell the folks, you know, sometimes this time of year, things get really ugly.
Oh, man.
Depression sets in.
Ooh.
You know, yeah. Lack of money, lack of this,
right.
Lack of that.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Right.
Do not go there.
Don't allow yourself to go there.
Focus on the light.
Right. You got that right.
And anything that you have done, anything that you can do, has been bought with a price.
That's a fact. That is exactly right. And remember that it's not all about the Christmas gifts. And, you know, don't stress yourselves out.
Invite the Savior into your home and create a sanctuary.
You betcha. Invite those who are in need into your home and provide a sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. One of the, okay, I'll use the word, one of the pagan traditions of Christmas is Christmas stockings above the fireplace.
Right.
The tradition of that came from the story of Saint Nicholas, who is has a Christian basis. Okay?
Right.
Not Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas.
Saint Nick, yeah.
Came by a poor family's house and put a little bit of money into some stockings that were drying above the fireplace.
Right.
That's how that tradition came about.
Yeah.
He was filling a need.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't about gifts and toys.
And
don't get us wrong. That's all wonderful.
Yes, it is.
And it's all good. Yeah, it's
but
fine.
But the focus is?
Don't get carried away.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's right. The reason for the season.
And like I said, Merry Christmas to everybody.
That's right. Remember Christ in Christmas.
There you
That's
go.
That's right. Folks will want to stay tuned for next
week. Oh, it ought to be a good one.
We're going to revisit the best of 2023.
It'll be a short show.
Cow Radio. It'll be one of the shorter shows of the year. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Probably not this week.
Not this week.
Yeah, all right. Very good.